From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
This is part three of Proc Dump.
10 minutes of extra stuff that we didn't account for.
Yeah, so this is covering modern apps.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about the Windows 8 apps. And how many tools can you use for debugging modern apps?
The modern world is still, it's a new world, so we actually haven't got around to making that many tools yet. So
yeah.
Proc Dump is really the only one available at the moment, as of last week, that is available for use in a production environment. You're not going to install Visual Studio on a production server,
mm-hmm.
right? So this is the only, not non-invasive, but low-invasive tool out there. So jump into it, I guess.
So what's the difference between using this for like native, managed, and modern apps?
So modern's a bit different. So you don't control the executable anymore, right? You are, for want of a better word, a DLL inside someone else. So you mm-hmm. have to negotiate with someone else for your the debugging rights on
yeah.
you. And that subsystem's called Process Lifetime Management, PLM. And there's a tool out there called PLM Debug. I think it's either with a debugger or some code share thing out there on the internet that lets you kind of get here. Proc Dump just takes all that glue and just shoves it into one package and just makes it gooey awesome. So
all right, well, let's get started then.
Yeah, so my machine's Windows 7, so I need to get Windows 8. Unfortunately, because we're in the studio, we have quite a low resolution, so I actually have to terminal server and have a slidey scale one here. Not my best, it's not going to be the best experience, but we'll try. So modern applications are, as I said, roughly, they're kind of like a DLL. And where they exist is under current user, software, classes, jump to A down to activatable classes, package. And so here's all of my modern applications, right? A modern application is one or more applications inside a package. You debug packages, you activate applications. We currently, with the Microsoft Store, only allow you to put one application into a package, so it's a one-to-one relationship. Proc Dump does support both, though. So you can say, I want to debug that application, and it will automatically filter up to the package level.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, I just want to debug the entire application, regardless of how many there are in it.
Yeah.
Some of the Microsoft tools do have a one-to-end relationship, hence why we have the support. So this is all the names. If you don't give it a friendly name in Visual Studio, I have an example here, which I made designed to show you the non-friendly way. That's a package name. And the other option is down inside the package. So the way that it works is under the server key, under the application, there is a key called application user ID. And this guy is in the format of roughly your package name without the compilation version number
mm-hmm.
and architecture stuff, and then your unique key, and then your name of your app.
Yeah.
So this is the name that you'd have inside your manifest file in Visual Studio, all right? This is the one that most of the time people will use, right? So you copy that. And so what will happen is Proc Dump will allow you to become the debugger of that guy. And what happens is it negotiates with PLM. Behind the scenes, a whole lot of registry keys are filled in, but
yeah.
we let PLM worry about that magic. It's kind of hidden away. And just so this is faster, I've pasted it in here myself. There is two ways of debugging it. You can either attach or you can launch, right? Attaching is exactly the same as every other episode. Just find the process ID or its name, and then away you go. The process is going to be like wwahost.exe, much like SVC host is used for Windows and W3, WP, and stuff like that in II as well. Launching is where the glory is, right? Give it the an application name, and what will happen is it will register for it, and it will activate it straight away. So you can use it to run test runs.
Yeah.
Right? And so Maps is starting up and doing its thing. Alt-tab's going to be difficult in here. Sure. Let's find out that we're in Redmond. So how do I choose other applications when I'm not like this? I'll do it this way. And so what you can see is it said, this is the application I'm launching. I created the application, and it was application 1140 is the process ID.
Mm-hmm.
This is the package that it was in, and this is the debugger command line that it registered with PLM. So here's, I'm saying, capture every first and second chance exception.
Yeah.
Filters set to blank, so nothing's going to hit. It just shows you as log files. And then there's a minus Y switch which you don't use personally. It's like an internal one, saying that X Y is the next letter after X.
Yeah.
And then it says, put it out to dump files. This is the package we're debugging. And off it goes. And if we go back to the registry editor before this closes down, you'll see that... under the package, if I remember, where is it? Oh, here, debugging information. It's all been filled in, and then here's the path and all that stuff. So what happens is PLM, it makes the application. It actually makes it suspended, and this is the native application. CLR is not even close to this world yet, right?
Yeah.
It's not even around yet. And then procdump attaches to the program, and then procdump says, okay, I'm good, and the program's resumed, and off you go. So you can trace it from the very first piece of assembler. Mm-hmm. So if you have a load issue, so let's say there's an assembly missing or something, you'll see that exception thrown, and you'll be able to catch it. And in this case of doing big maps, you'll see it just happens to have file not found exceptions and platform exceptions.
Yeah.
And then you can set the filter minus F and say, I only want platform exceptions and whatever it is. When the process terminates, this will disappear. You won't see it and it'll fly off the screen, but it will actually deregister itself. So it's a once-off debug. PLM debug the other ones, set it up forever, and then forevermore it's there until you disable it. So every time you want to debug, you need to launch it or attach it and into it. All right, so what happens if this thing has, if it crashes and this process finishes, right? So the other secrets feature that we've got is that as of 5.0, procdump now emits everything it does as process monitor events.
Nice.
So what you need to do is turn off all these guys, turn on profiling events, which is off by default.
Okay. Right?
And it comes up in here. So I can detach that guy, for example, and what we'll do is we'll bring up with Bing Maps. We will, this is very hard to do with a, Alt F4 works as well, old school. So there you can see. You can see that it detached and then disabling it. So if we do this again, over here and launch it again, what we'll see in is it launching again. Alt Tab's killing me. And then back at the desktop, this guy's running, right? And we're seeing all these events getting logged, all right? There is very regularly in programs something like an access denied exception, right? And what happened really is that it tried to open a file natively, like a Win32 call, and then it goes, oh, I got access denied back from the OS. Okay, I'll create an exception object called access denied and then throw it. So the very previous line of code tends to be the Win32 call. So if you see an access denied in here as an exception, what you could do is turn on registry or file logging, and the odds are the very line before it will actually be in process monitor, the access denied that actually happened way down in the OS that caused it.
Yeah.
And so you don't even need to take a dump file, right? You can, the existence of the exception triggers you that there's something wrong purely by monitoring. So you just minus F quote system.
Yeah.
Use it as a tracing tool. You're never going to cause an outage of the system, run process monitor at the same time, and then correlate it back to other events that led to it, right?
Nice.
And so that's, yeah. So the two of them kind of are combined, right? And it's a much easier world. If I, I'm just going to show you through highlighting 3708. So this is the process that got launched, and this is the process that started the world running, so that you will see the two of them merged. Currently, if you look at the stack of this, it opens. There it goes. It's actually the stack of procdump logging the call. We got feedback as soon as this thing came out. They're saying, well, why isn't it the stack of the exception?
Yeah.
So we're working on that in a future version so that instead of logging us logging the exception, we'll actually put the exception stack in process monitor. So look for that in the future. And that's about it. So very quick Metro overview. As I said, you can launch by application app user mode ID, which is the application's name, or you can register for package. So instead of invoking it straight away, you can register for it, and then when someone finally goes and clicks on it, that second window will pop up. It's just an activation thing. Same thing for attach. The only slight difference between launching and attach is when you launch it, we disable resume, suspend, and terminate. So if you're taking a dump file, and it takes like 5 minutes because it's a big one, then PLM will say, hey, that's unresponsive, and kill you. And so you'll lose the process that you're dumping. So that whole system is turned off when you do a launch. If you do an attach, we have code that goes, hang on, we'll still allow suspend and resume because we can't control that after attach.
Yeah.
But at dump files, there's a system called the OS task completion subsystem in Windows 8. And we actually talk to that subsystem and say, hey, Mr. OS, we're taking a dump of that guy right now. We actually register a crash dump task and say, at this moment, while crash dumping is happening, don't terminate it. And Task Manager and Windows Error Reporting use that as well. Process Explorer has not been updated with that code yet, but it is in the works. So yeah, Windows 8 is a new world. Treat it the same as most other things. Just remember that you have to, invoke it with a different, you're not using XE name anymore, you're using its package name or its application name.
Yeah.
And that's it for ProcDump. Any questions? This is a complex tool, lots of switches and stuff like that. I know people struggle with it. It is in the SysInternals book. The SysInternals book was written at version 3. 3.1, 4, and 5 have all come out since then, extra 10 switches, so it is a bit out of date. Feel free to email the show, particularly me personally, and then I'll help you off with that.
Yeah, if you have questions, leave comments. We're in the forum there and can comment back. Or you can email us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and Andrew here is happy to go over any questions you might have.
I'd love to answer
middle
questions.
Of the night. So yeah.
Well, I'm not like Gove, but I'm not far from it.
Awesome. So that's the show for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.